Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to this week's Impact Wrestling Media Teleconference. This is Ross Corbett. Gives me a great privilege to welcome one of the newcomers to Impact Wrestling, who's calling us from, I believe he's calling from Japan. Sammy Callahan, welcome to the teleconference.
Yo, can you hear me right now?
We can hear you fine. You can speak up a little bit and we'll be good to go. How are things going for you, Sammy?
It is going great right now. It's 4 a.m. in Japan. I'm kind of mad. I've been up for the last 5 hours waiting for this call, so let's get it going. We have no time to waste. Let's get this going.
All righty. Well, let's kick it off. You made a grand debut, Bound for Glory in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Talk to us about coming to Impact.
I love coming to Impact. I love coming to any company I come to. That's the whole purpose of the Worldwide Desperado. You never know where I'm going to show up. You never know what I'm going to do. That's what's glorious about me at the end of the day. I'm unpredictable, whether it be for OVE, whether it be in New Japan, whether it be for Lucha Underground, whether it be for any other company I show up for. You never know where Sammy Callahan is going to show up next, and that's what makes me the aura of what I am today.
Well, it's an aura, but it's kind of a sadistic superstar. Would you agree you kind of brought a little fire to OVE?
Absolutely. Those are two of my brothers, and at the end of the day, those two guys are amazing. But when all three of us are together, there's nothing like us. There's nothing that can touch us. There's nothing that is more unstoppable than OVE, and that's why we are taking over everything. And we will say that over and over and over again. We are taking over everything.
Everything. Well, before we open up to a bunch of media...
No, please, say it again for me. Everything.
Everything.
Everything. One more time.
Everything.
Everything. Good, you got it. You get the catchphrase. We're good to go. Next question.
Perfect. Sammy, before we get going, we got a bunch of media waiting to talk to you. I just have one personal question. Maybe you can comment. What about the Ohio State Buckeyes?
I'm making the playoffs have made me very unhappy at this moment. There is zero reason why we should not have made the playoffs. We beat Wisconsin in the Big Ten Championship. Why are we not in the playoffs? This is a very bad precedent for the football state commissions, the playoff division. This just shows that it doesn't matter how good your team is if some commission thinks you're better than the other, this is going to pick your favorite. It's just a really bad presence. It just shows on ESPN that some of the announcers were walking out on this announcement that OSU didn't make the top four.
All right, well, we don't have to worry about top four in tag team lessons. You guys are number one, huh?
We're number one. We're the Impact Wrestling World Tag Team Champions. Until we lose those titles, we're number one. It doesn't matter. On the promos, number one. In the ring, number one. No barbed wire coming up, we are number one. All around the world, we are number one. We don't care. Ohio is taking over everything. I'll say that over, 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 over again. We are taking over everything.
Everything it is, and we will move on to the media questions at this point. Media, please, if you would, when it will be star six when you request a question. Please identify yourself, your media outlet, and limit it to one question at a time so we can get through a bunch of questions for Sammy Callahan here.
Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press star six.
Hey, Sammy, this is Brent Matthews, Airmoat.com. You mentioned earlier your time with Lucha Underground, with it being reported that Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact, and Taya will continue to compete for Lucha Underground. What is your status with the company heading into Season 4?
Heading into Season 4, you don't know where I'm going to show up. You don't know where I'm going to be. And that's what I love about myself. I will never go into depth exactly where I'm going to be, where I'm going to show up. And that's up to Lucha Underground staff at this moment. We really don't know where Season 4 is going to happen. We don't all really know when Season 4 is going to debut. So that's really up to them. If I show up in Season 4, I show up in Season 4. If I don't, I don't. If I show up somewhere else, I show up somewhere else. That's what's great about Sami Callihan. That's what's great about OVE. We are unpredictable. We're taking over wrestling one company at a time.
Ryan Ryder live on Main Event Radio. Sammy, how did you enjoy your debut in Impact Wrestling up north in Canada?
I love my debut because, as I keep saying over and over and over and over and over again, I hate repeating myself, but I'm unpredictable. You don't know where I'm going to show up. You don't know what I'm going to do, whether it's pile drive someone through a table, whether it's throw someone off the top of a through a ladder. Well, it's throw someone through a table until they're almost half dead. You do not know what Sami Callihan, the Worldwide Desperado, is going to do. And that's what makes me an asset to TNA, Impact Wrestling, anywhere around the world. That's what makes Sami Callihan OVE assets, because you don't know what we're going to do. We are unpredictable.
Hi, Sammy. I'm Stephanie for Steel Chair Magazine. You're going to wrestle the Great Muta in January in a tag team match. And my question is, who are your influences and the wrestlers that that influence you, the legends that that inspired you, and maybe the Great Muta is one of them. Thank you, Sammy.
Yes, some of my biggest influences in wrestling are the Great Muta. But I've wrestled the Great Muta before, and he's a guy that I respect. But at the end of the day, I want to conquer him and show exactly who I am. At the end of the day, I am Sami Callihan. I don't give a damn if you're Great Muta. I don't give a damn if you're Vader. I don't give a damn if you're Stone Cold Steve Austin, another guy that I look up to. If you step in the ring across from me, I will effing hurt you. And I don't give a damn at this point. I don't give a damn who you are. I don't give a damn what company you work for. I will hurt you to prove a point that OVE is taking over everything. How many times do I have to say that? We are taking over everything.
Hey, what's up, players? This is Teddy Long. And if you want to look like a true player, then you need to get yourself a Gurick Report Podcast t-shirt. That's right. Get yourself the Gurick Report Podcast t-shirt, the same one that I'm wearing and sporting and looking good in it each and every day. And if you want to get one of them, all you got to do is go to Pro Wrestling Tees. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/Gurick. ProWrestlingTees.com/Gurick. Get your t-shirt today and you can look as pretty as me. Holla.
Hi, Sammy. This is BQ from the Impact Lounge. First of all, I want you to know that I got an opportunity to watch you at Glory Pro a few months ago, and at one point during the match, you... Yes, it was great. At one point during the match, you yelled at my wife and told her to get out of her chair. She did, and you threw your opponent into her chair, and I want you to know you built a fan for life out of her after that moment.
Good.
I wanted to ask you, you've shown a lot of growth over the past several years since the days of Solomon Crow. And you're one of the more high-profile names in recent history to basically leave the machine, showing that you had a lot of respect for yourself. And why don't you think more young wrestlers are afraid to bet on themselves like you did?
Yo, bro, Solomon Crow was a bitch. I'm sorry if I'm offending anyone by my language, but Solomon Crow was a bitch. That was a person that I was not. I was walking on eggshells every day of the week, trying to be something that I wasn't. And then I left. I quit. And I became what I'm supposed to be. And that's one of the top professional wrestlers walking this planet today. David Jake Chris, two of the top professional wrestlers walking this planet today. Now I'm going to rekindle my brotherhood with these two guys. We're going to travel the world together. We're going to be on national TV together and show exactly why we are two of the best
three of the best mother effers walking this planet today, that is a blessing. That is a dream come true. IGQ show a worldwide television audience why exactly, you know, that other company passed on a guy like me, passed on two guys like these guys, and now we're able to show them exactly what we're going to do, the ratings we're going to produce, and the buzz we're going to generate is who we are, and that is Ohio versus everything. Because at this point, I don't give a damn. At this point, I don't give a damn who I offend. At this point, we don't give a damn who we offend, because we are three of the toughest, nastiest, son of a bitches walking this planet today. And we are going to show the world exactly why Ohio is for everything. Is that you? Did I cut off the feed? Where is everybody at this point?
No, Jake. We're going to try to get Jake
everything
on the phone for you, because you...
Everything?
Jake,
everything. Everything? Everything. Ohio versus everything. Do I keep hearing that word? Everything? I think I do. Sammy, do I keep hearing that word?
You keep hearing that word, everything.
Everywhere that we go, we hear everything. Everything.
Let's welcome Jake to the teleconference. One half of the tag team champions. Jake, how's it going? I guess it would be one third at this point.
It's going wrong.
We're like the freaking Freebirds, Jake. You know what's going on. We're like the Freebirds and we're taking over everything.
We're like a grungier, dirtier version of the Freebirds. I love it.
Dude, if I could go back in time, I wish we could wrestle a Freebird and beat their ass. Because they thought they were tough. They thought they were the best. Now, we would beat their freaking ass at the end of the day, because we are Ohio, we are versus everything, but we don't give a damn who you are, where you come from. We are equal opportunity haters, and we can take on any team, anywhere around the world. We don't give a freaking damn.
Well, I guess we'll go back to calls, and Jake, I appreciate you... You call in here. You can stay on the call, please, if you would. We'll see if we get a question or two for you.
Let's get it rocking and rolling.
Jake, I miss you. I'm giving you a little telephone kiss across the telephone streams.
I'm giving you kisses too. I miss you, bud. I can't wait till you get back home.
It is 4 a.m. It's 4:14 a.m. over here. I don't give a damn right now, bro.
It's 2:14 p.m. over here. I don't give a damn right now, bro.
We don't give a damn wherever we are. That's just how we are.
Doesn't matter what time it is.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Big Ray for OneWrestling.com on behalf of Bill Apter. Just wanted to ask a question for Mr. Sammy Callahan. First and foremost, thank you for being here, sir.
Love you some Bill Apter.
What's that? Say it again.
I love me some Bill Apter. I'm not going to lie. Love me some Bill Apter.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, that's the sexiest comb over alive, sir.
I know. He's the man. I've read his book. We've had some cuddles, and you can't go wrong listening to some Bill Apter.
Very cool. I'll make sure to pass on the love. But the question I have... Say it again, sir?
Please tell him the love from both of you and Mr. One Bill Apter.
I promise I will. I have a question about your past. I was a big fan of you over, you know, obviously on the indies, but especially when you did that run, when you had that run over at 2CW. You finished, you pretty much closed out the company as their world heavyweight champion. I just wanted to ask you about some of your fondest memories on the indies in the past, wrestling people like RVD, Finley, so on and so forth, and who were some of your... wrestle in?
I can't lie. 2CW holds very, very close to my heart. A guy, Josh, that ran the company, who sadly is undergoing a very bad liver operation right now, looking for a new liver. He is one of the best promoters
myself or OVE has ever worked for. And he ran some of the best shows I've ever worked for. And being his last champion is one of probably the milestones of my career. I love Josh. I love 2CW. And every day I wrestle in this world, I wish 2CW would come back. From the point of wrestling RVD in my last match to WWE, me and Swan tag teaming there, or anything I did to that company, to be honest, I absolutely miss 2CW, and every day I pray and wish Josh would get healthy and bring that company back. And if Josh is listening to this right now, we love you, Josh, and we miss 2CW, and we miss you.
Hello, gentlemen. It's good to speak with you again, Sammy. This is James from Wrestling Epicenter. We spoke a few weeks ago. I wanted to ask you about your time in Lucha Underground when you had your run-ins with Ivelisse in Impact Wrestling, where you guys have the Knockout Division, one of the top premier and the pioneers of the Women's Revolution. What do you guys think of a possibility of having intergender matches in Impact Wrestling?
I love intergender wrestling, to tell the truth. In my company, The Wrestling Revolver, which I run, I am a big proponent of intergender wrestling. I think it's one of the top wrestling in today's day and age. I wish more companies would absolutely accept that intergender wrestling is okay. Boy versus girl is okay. Girls can do anything guys can do. Sometimes the girls can do it better than the guys can do. And at the end of the day, I'm always going to be a big proponent of intergender wrestling. And there's no one that's going to tell me anything different at this point.
Hi, Sammy. David Dunn with the New Zealand Pro Wrestling Informer here. You're a fresh face to Impact Wrestling and currently on tour with New Japan as well. How does it feel to have locked down two of the most coveted gigs in all of professional wrestling with two of the most respected companies around the world?
It feels great, but it's another thing to mark off my list at this point. At this point, I've wrestled for WWE, NXT, Lucha Underground, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Red Pro in England, pretty much every major company on the planet I have wrestled for at this point, and that no one can take that away from me at the end of the day. That's a cool thing to add to my resume, that I'm one of the only guys on the planet that has wrestled for every major company on this planet, and that speaks volumes to who I am as a person, who I am as a performer, and who I am going forward, that I am the real deal, and I am one of the best professional wrestlers walking this planet today.
Hi, Sammy. Don Davies from Slam Wrestling. I've been following your matches teaming with Juice Robinson in the New Japan World Tag League. How has that been with the Japanese style, working with Juice Robinson?
I love Juice Robinson. I think Juice is one of the most underrated guys on the planet today. He is a true brother. When you really think about two wrestling brothers, Juice Robinson is the definition of a good brother. And I couldn't have asked for a better partner. New Japan is a dream come true for me, and getting a chance to team a guy that is equally inside as me is like, we both quit the machine inside of something better, and now we're both flourishing in different aspects of professional wrestling. I absolutely love Juice Robinson. I couldn't have asked for a better partner.
Hi, Ryan Bowman from TheGorillaPosition.com. Sammy, you talked about how you can pop up anywhere, and obviously you've traveled all over the world. How much of an adjustment is it for you to go from different companies, whether it's in Europe, Japan, America, and get used to the different styles and the different wrestlers?
Sometimes it's rough, but at the end of the day, it just got to be me. When I was part of the machine, part of that WWE NXT machine, I walked on eggshells. I tried to be something that I wasn't, even though at the end of the day, I knew it didn't work. I knew it wasn't me.
But now I'm at a point in my career. I've been in this business for 13 years now. I'm not going to be something I'm not anymore. I'm a ride or die son of a bitch at this point. I'm going to do me until the end of being me. And it seems to be working. So I'm going to be the worldwide desperado. I'm going to be the Callahan death machine. I'm going to be Sam Callahan for this point on forth. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's on me. But for the time being, it's absolutely working.
Hi, Sammy. This is Eric Thompson with Last Word on Pro Wrestling. Thanks for joining us today. My question is, you've discussed, you know, where you've been, you know, you're running Revolver. And we've discussed that you're taking over everything. But what are your tangible goals? When will you have decided I have taken over everything?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't really have a tangible goal at this point. My goal is just to continue to grow as a performer, continue to grow as a promoter, continue to grow as a booker. I just want to show that mediocrity is dead. I'm sick of the same old shit every fucking day at the end of the day. I'm sick of the same stuff. Like, I want wrestling to be what I grew up on, what I believe in. And that is a buffet of wrestling. I believe that you can have a little bit of technical, you can have a little bit of comedy, you can have a little bit of hardcore, you can have a little bit of just straight up 80s wrestling. I want a little bit of all wrestling because that's what I believe in, that's what I love. Pro wrestling can be anything that we make it. Pro wrestling doesn't have to be one thing. It's flavors of ice cream. We can all like different flavors of ice cream at the end of the day. And right now, I might like strawberry, but tomorrow I might like the vanilla. And it's really cool that right now, it's really cool right now that wrestling in general is getting more eyes on it than ever before. I'm sorry, I keep sneezing right now.
Sammy and Jake, we have a email question actually for both of you two. It is, what are your holiday plans and how do you plan to celebrate the new year? Sammy, perhaps you can take that one first.
Me going forward, my holiday plans is when I get back from New Japan, I am actually moving back to Ohio next door to my best friend, Jake Chris, so we can on-go our wrestling training school in Ohio and on-go our life afterwards. Jake, what about you?
For me, I'm looking forward to that move next door and the holiday dinners together. It's going to be great. It's going to be an amazing time. It's going to be a great time to be in Ohio. As soon as Sammy moves back, the sky's the limit.
And New Year's plans for each of you two?
We're going to be cuddling on the couch, probably drinking wine and mimosas when we watch Impact Wrestling on the telly, not giving a damn what's going on, because at the end of the day, when our new Barro match airs, we're going to be one of the highest rated episodes of Impact ever.
Yeah, girl.
Hi guys, it's Gil Sammy from Real Sport. Question for you first, Sammy. Having had such a long history with Jake and with Dave on the independent circuit, fighting together and against each other, how do you think that history plays into you guys now forming as OVE? Do you think that it lets you achieve things which you might not be able to do as comfortably with partners you don't have that history with? And a question for you, Jake. What was your response when you found out that Sammy would be joining you on Impact on such a large platform, showing what you guys can do as a trio?
Heads up, Jake. This is on you, brother.
Well, I'm just looking forward to having my best friend and my brother beside me. Being on national television with these two has just been a dream come true. And I can't wait to just keep tearing it up. Like, the momentum that OVE has right now is just unbelievable. And I can't wait until that no rope gets aired, and things are just going to be great from there on out. I'm looking forward to it. How about you, Sammy?
We're changing wrestling right now. We are making history. We are airing the very first No World Barbed Wire match ever aired on national television. Sure, it's aired on pay-per-view. Sure, it's aired on other outlets, but it's never aired on national television. We are having the very first ever No World Barbed Wire. Barbed Wire Master, if TNA wants to call it that, match that will ever air on national television. No one can ever take that away from us, and we are showing exactly the kind of professional wrestling that we love, that TNA loves, and what the TNA picture going forward is going to be.
Because I got to tell you, from watching that match, Barbed Wire Massacre, in person in Ottawa at the Avenue Pavilion, there was not one person from the minute you guys walked out in or LAX till the end of that match who was sitting down. It was nonstop cheering. Everybody was standing the entire match. That was, it was insane.
It was something special that no one can ever take away from us. It's a moment that until the day me, Jake, and Dave die, we will probably be talking about, because it's something that was that special. It was that real, and it was that full of enigma that it's going to translate to television. I can't wait for the national audience to finally see it.
All right, well, media, we do have time. I told Sammy, because of the time difference, we keep it fairly brief this week, so we have time for just a couple more questions. If anybody else wants to get in line here for a question for Sammy or Jake, who's joined us as well.
Hey, guys. It's Brent Matthews, NerdVote.com again. Kind of a question for all of you guys. With Impact and Anthem saying recently that a lot of wrestlers, similar to Broken Matt Hardy and Matt, to use their gimmicks outside of the company when they eventually leave, is there any chance we could see the Ohio's Killer's name used for Ohio versus everyone for OVE and Impact at some point down the road, or will you stick with the OVE name?
OVE, OI Forte, it's pretty much the same thing. We're Ohio versus everything wherever we go. And no matter what, that's kind of what we live by. It's for Ohio, it's by Ohio. And no one can ever take that away from us, because we're the guys coining that. We're the guys trademarking that. We are the guys that scream and living that. And no one can ever take that away from us. We will bust our ass to the end of the day and show exactly where we're from, because we are proud of where we're from. We are proud we're from Ohio. We are the heart of America. And no one can ever take that away from us.
At the end of the day, people say gimmick this, gimmick that. It's not a gimmick. This is what we are. This is how we live. Like, it is Ohio versus everything in our minds. Like, this is what we're all about.
For all of your pro wrestling news, check out GoWeck.net, your number one source for wrestling news since 1997.
Stephanie from CH Magazine again. Thank you, Sammy, for your time. As I'm representing British media, I wanted to ask you your feelings about the fans and the British wrestlers, if you appreciate the time you spent there. And thank you very much again for your time.
Go ahead, answer on this, Jake.
Sorry?
Matthews? Go ahead. Sammy, I'm pretty sure she wants to hear from you, my man. Like, that question was towards you.
Say it one more time. You're breaking up.
Ask the question one more time, if you would, please.
Yeah.
Stephanie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Ask the question one more time.
My question was about the British fans and the British scene. Both of you are already wrestling in England. I wanted to have your opinion on the fans and the wrestlers, other people you had the chance to meet in England, as I'm representing British media. And I
want to
thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
I love British wrestling. I think it's one of the hotbeds of independent and just professional wrestling in general at this point. I think Impact Wrestling would be great. Getting some more guys from England, guys like Travis Bank, guys like anyone from Fight Club Pro, anyone from Rev Pro, anyone from What Culture Professional Wrestling. There's a lot of amazing talent in England right now, and I'd love to go to bat with them. I went to bat with them in England on the independent scale. I would love to bat with them on the national scale, and I think Jake can say that same thing. We've had some of the best matches of our career in England, and I would love for the international masses to be able to see that on a television basis.
Absolutely. Every single time I've been overseas in England, I've enjoyed my time. I know my brother's enjoyed his time, and like I love wrestling in the UK.
I speak to you from the Impact Lounge. This question is more so for Jake. Nevaeh Chris said on Twitter recently that she was taking bookings again in March after her injury. Any chance we see her in Impact as a knockout, especially if Diamante gets involved in all of it?
At the end of the day, you never know. You never know what wrestling is like. What wrestling holds in like the future.
If Diamante wants to jump into this, I don't really think she wants our missus to jump into this. I don't think that Diamante wants Nevaeh. I don't think Diamante wants Jessica Havoc to jump into this, because at the end of the day, our girls are the baddest bitches walking this planet today. They're the killer death machines, and I really don't think any girls in Impact can stand a chance against what they can bring to them.
All right, gentlemen, this is Big Ray from OneWrestling.com again. I have a question for Jake. Jake, my question to you is, and I was speaking to Ben Hameen, he's a good buddy of yours and apparently Sammy's, over at the at Hacker Hameen, and we were also talking about the difference that it made when Sammy jumped on the team. Now, you guys were doing great work in the ring, and again, as a reporter watching you guys on television, you guys were doing great, but something changed, something clicked when Sammy joined the squad of OVE. So I wanted to know, what was that intangible that we maybe as reporters couldn't see, but that thing that just took you guys to another level?
Sammy brings a confidence level to our team that was missing, obviously, when he wasn't with us the first tapings. It was overwhelming for us at first, and now that we got our feet on the ground, I feel like we're getting good traction. And like Sammy's just a huge added bonus for us. And like I said, he just brings that he just gives us that confidence that I guess we probably was lacking at first.
All right, we'll go to Ryan here for the final question here today.
Hey, guys, Ryan Bowman from TheGorillaPosition.com one more time. You guys have made quite an impression in a short amount of time with the company. 1 year from now, in a dream scenario, where are Sammy Callahan and Ohio versus everything? And thank you so much for your time today, guys.
If I'm going to call this 1 year from now, David J. Chris are going to be Impact Tag Team Champions like they are right now, and I'm going to be the Impact World Heavyweight Champion. We're going to take all the belts. It doesn't matter if it's the Impact World Heavyweight Championship or the Impact X Division Championship. If I have to take that belt and make it mean just as much as the Impact World Heavyweight Championship, we'll do that. We're going to do anything we have to prove exactly our point, and that is we are three of the best. We are three of the toughest. We are three of the meanest men walking this planet today, and we are going to take Impact Wrestling to the next level. And I guarantee that. I will put that across my heart, hope to die, snick a needle in my eye. We are going to put Impact Wrestling on our back and take it to that next level.
Jake, where do you see the three of you guys a year from now?
I mean, I can't say it better than what Sammy just said. It like that's exactly where I see ourselves a year from now in Impact Wrestling.
Perfect, guys. I appreciate your time so much. Let's get Jake first. You can give us a final thought and maybe a final memory as well of Barbed Wire Massacre.
Well, the memories that I have, that I always will have, is when I look in the mirror and I look at my back and I see all the scars that the Barbed Wire Massacre 3 created. And the moments that Canada created for us during that match is just, it's unbelievable. And I'm thankful, as weird as it sounds, I'm thankful for to be in the Barbed Wire Massacre match and to make history with my brothers. I love Impact. I love the fact that they've given us the opportunity and the stage they've given us to show the world what Ohio is all about.
So, Sammy, same thing for you. Get your final thought and also final emotions of Barbed Wire Massacre.
I love Impact, but I'm not thankful for having to go through the barbed wire again. It's something that I had to do earlier in my career, and it's something that I thought I'd never have to go through again. I have scars all over my body from death matches I've pursued all over the world, from Germany to England to Japan to America and now to Canada. But we did it because it's what we had to do. LAX thought they were the bigger family, and I told them, hell no, you ain't. We are three of the meanest sons of bitches walking the planet today. Hardcore, we'll do it. Lucha Libre, we'll do it. Technical wrestling, we will do it. If it means we gotta bleed all over the world to prove our point, we will do that one thing just to prove who we are. It doesn't matter what company. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter what country we are in. But right now, we are in Impact Wrestling, and we are proving that we are three of the baddest men walking this planet today. We are assets. Impact is lucky to have us, and we are lucky to have Impact because they give us that platform to show exactly who we are. And when this barbed wire massacre match airs, we're going to show the world exactly who we are. We're going to show the world exactly what Impact Wrestling is all about. And we're going to put Impact Wrestling on that next plane. We're going to set it aflame. And we are going to put it in that next echelon once again. And we're going to put Impact Wrestling on our back and ride it into the sunset and show exactly why we are Ohio versus everything.
All righty. There you have it. Jake, first, if I can thank you very much for calling in. A little surprise guest here for the media. Thank you. Sammy, I can't thank you enough. I know it's 4 in the morning. I'd buy you a beer, but you're too far away, so I'll get you when we're back in the States.
Please do. It's like 4:45 in the morning now. I haven't slept. I got to be up in 4 hours. But you know what? Screw it. Who needs to sleep? I'll sleep when I'm dead, bro.
What are you wearing? A beer and some Wheaties?
I would love some Wheaties right now. Some good old Wheaties and some milk. Oh, I would love some cereal right now. I haven't had cereal in a month.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Media, thank you very much for calling in. And we will have another Impact Wrestling Superstar next week right here on the Media Teleconference.
Q&A session is over.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Visit our YouTube channel, search Gerwick Report Podcast, and subscribe.